All right, we have some major updates coming out of DC, and this is going to be important. We now have word that Trump is considering deploying up to 1,000 National Guard troops, sending them into Washington, D.C., and having them confront a fake wave of violence. To all the Trump supporters who watch my videos and leave comments, I actually welcome it. I'm glad that you take my information in, but just let me ask you this question. What do you call it when the president of the United States, the most powerful person, makes up a crime wave, just makes it up out of thin air, something that doesn't exist, and then uses that as a pretext to federalize the National Guard, to send over 1,000 troops into D.C., and all with the end goal of grabbing more power? I mean, for the party that's supposed to be conspiratorial and want smaller government and limited government overreach, why are you allowing Donald Trump to grab so much power in such a violent and reckless way? I mean, just read this post that he made early this morning. This is not presidential language. He said, quote, Washington, D.C. will be liberated today. Crime, savagery, filth, and scum will disappear. I will make our capital great again. The days of ruthlessly killing and hurting our innocent people are over. I go to D.C. on a monthly basis. But you don't even have to take my anecdotal experience of this being basically the same as Chicago. Listen, I go to D.C. on a monthly basis. Both my experiences and the facts show crime is not out of control. There's not a lot of crime, savagery, filth, and scum in the city. This is executive overreach, him trying to expand power. Let's watch this clip of CBS breaking this down.
Hey, Tony, good morning. Washington, D.C. has a police force of nearly 4,000 officers. But at the White House's direction over the weekend, those officers were joined by Secret Service, FBI, and U.S. Park Police on the streets. The president has long called Washington graffiti-filled and dangerous, but his rhetoric escalated over the past few days after the alleged assault of a young staffer with the Doge office, the office once run by Elon Musk. The White House says approximately 450 federal agents were deployed over the weekend, and a spokesperson tells CBS News that includes agents with the Washington field office of the FBI. That is not among their typical duties. In posts on Sunday, the president also escalated his rhetoric, saying people experiencing homelessness should leave Washington, D.C.
He says there will be no more Mr. Nice Guy. We want our capital back. Yeah, that's cool, bro, but can you also just release the Epstein files or focus on the cost of living for not only my generation, but every single generation in America? Can you at least end the war in Ukraine or stop the people in Gaza from being starving en masse? Any of these things would be better than consolidating power in D.C. Like, for all the Trump supporters, again, I know that this video will get a lot of reach because it's a breaking news story. So here's what I want to ask. When Trump said he was putting America first on the global stage, you know, helping the American economy, not funding any more wars, does America first mean funding Israel, helping out Russia, while all at the same time, sending troops into D.C. to consolidate power? How is that America first? There are 4,000 officers in D.C. that could help do this.
Saying no more Mr. Nice Guy, and we want our capital back. But because Washington, D.C. is not a state, the federal government can exert some control over the operations of D.C., but local leaders are pushing back, saying this is all unnecessary and political. Over the weekend, the mayor cited city police data showing crime is down 26% from this time last year and that homicides are down about 12%. And the mayor has said that is from working with the community and with federal leaders, Nate.
Yeah, this stuff takes coordination. It takes time and effort. You can't just mobilize a National Guard and expect crime to be at a zero level. That's not how it works. This is how it works in authoritarian dictatorships, and that's what Trump is trying to evoke. But let me just move everyone's mindset over a little bit. The reason why Trump is doing this is because he is losing grip of his power. He's trying to do these authoritarian flexes so we believe that he has this power. He doesn't. If we just take a step back, we are rapidly barreling into a midterm election where Donald Trump and the Republicans will lose unless they're able to pull off this miracle gerrymandering stunt that we see in Texas and other red states. That's their plan, and we are fighting back against their plan, but they thought that we were just going to give up and lay down and be completely done. Here's the reality. We are going to flip that on them. We are going to turn out, continue to cover this relentlessly. We are going to make sure that we are explaining to everybody Trump has screwed the economy. Trump has screwed the cost of living. Trump is hiding the Epstein files. He's covering it up in an intentional way, in a top-down manner. Trump clearly told Pam Bondi and Kash Patel and Dan Bongino not to release the files because his name was in them. Elon Musk tweeted out himself. He said Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. Then we got an article from the Wall Street Journal saying that Trump was sat down and told his name is in the Epstein files. So when you put this all together, Trump's presidency is slipping via approval rating on immigration, the economy, on wars. He's about to get rolled by Putin once more. He hasn't made any deals, and he's trying to distract everybody. Bruce said, the biggest crime I've witnessed in D.C. was when Trump sent a battalion of morons to our Capitol to beat police and defecate in our hallways. Hundreds were arrested. Representative Eric Swalwell points out, Trump is going to federalize D.C. Senate Dems could have stopped this when we had power. In 2021, the House voted to make D.C. a state, but a few Senate Dems flinched and blamed the filibuster. Now, D.C. will be under an aspiring dictator's control. One more time, D.C. will be under an aspiring dictator's control, and Democrats were too weak to vote for D.C. statehood. I don't usually say it that candidly, but there are just so many repeated scenarios where Democrats, who I truly believe want to stand up for democracy and equality and minority rights and a better future, just don't use the tools at our disposal to actually whack Republicans across the face, metaphorically, of course. Like, we gotta punch back when we're getting punched repeatedly. We can't just curl up in a ball and blame the filibuster over and over. Let's break some damn rules. And if you agree with that, make sure you drop a like and you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler channel. But overall, Trump is considering sending up to 1,000 National Guards, not to stop crime, but to consolidate power. This also comes at a time when protests are breaking out across the country. I've made multiple videos about this, but anti-Trump protesters marched in downtown LA as a part of nationwide Rage Against the Regime rallies. This happened like 10 days back, but the protests actually continued and were growing over the past 10 days. And LA, you see more anti-ICE protests, anti-Trump protests. In Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, you saw a historic 8-mile protest of humans saying, listen, we don't want the Trump administration to be deporting people, so they created a human chain link fence. It was really inspiring. You see acts of democracy like this all across the country. This is a good time to point out, I will be in Omaha, Nebraska on August 23rd doing a live event with Senator Elizabeth Warren for Midas Touch. If you live in or around Omaha, Nebraska, if you're like 40 minutes away, that's not even that bad of a drive. And if you're able to make it, then RSVP, the top link in the description. If you can't make it, no biggie at all. We're going to live stream it. To continue right here, Eric Swalwell makes the most potent point by saying Trump is going to federalize DC and now it's under an aspiring dictator's control. I want to end this off by saying, as Trump tries to distract so incredibly desperately, keep your eye on the ball of the Epstein files, the cost of living, ICE deportations, and the dismantling of our institutions. For example, watch Maria Bartiromo pinning J.D. Vance down yesterday.
It was, and it drives home how, while the Democrats have tried to make this Epstein thing about anything but the fact that Democrat billionaires and Democrat political leaders went to Epstein Island all the time, who knows what they did, but it's totally reasonable to ask these questions. What you saw in the House's subpoena is they are trying to investigate all of the things related to this particular case. I know a lot of Americans want answers. I certainly want answers.
You don't want answers. You have aided this cover-up. You have held private meetings to talk about how you can move this cover-up forward. When J.D. Vance tries to blame this on the Democrats and say, hey, the Democrats are the ones who, you know, want to turn this political, Pam Bondi was the one who came out and said, I have the files on my desk. She brought influencers out. That happened clear as day. So don't let them pivot. Don't let them obfuscate. We will pin them down on this channel. Make sure you subscribe, drop a like below, and I'll see you all in the next video. We've got a fun debate coming out in just an hour or two, so make sure you have post notifications on. Check the Adam Mockler channel for a fun debate. It's going to be a very, very intense week with the Russia meeting, with all of the DC stuff happening, and the debates we have lined up. But there is no one I'd rather have here with me throughout these intense weeks than you all. So love you all. See you in the next one. Peace out.